Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, there was a space between the front blessed teeth of the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam talked, Noor would appear through them. Commenting on the above hadith, Shaykh al-Islam Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, this Noor was felt and his entire blessed body was Noor, apparently as well as innerly. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would even bestow Noor upon companions whomever he wanted, and was bestowed upon Sayyiduna Tufail bin Amr Dawsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The commentator of the book Bukhari, Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, when Allah Azza wa Jal created the Noor of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, He ordered it to see the Noor of all Anbiya. So Allah Azza wa Jal covered the Noor of all Anbiya with the Noor of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They humbly said, O Lord, whose Noor has covered all of us? Allah Azza wa Jal said, this is the Noor of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the son of Abdullah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.